And our special guest, Maureen Joyce, joins us from the Hammond Regional Arts Center. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning, Johnny.
And you brought a special guest with you, I see.
I did. A really handsome special guest.
Uh-huh. Oh, look, he's turning red on the radio.
I'm Ben Bell.
This morning, yes.
I'm Ben Bell.
Ben Bell joins us as well. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. How's it going, John?
Welcome to the show for the first time.
Yeah, I've heard
Maureen's an all pro at this.
It's a very good radio station, which is really good.
Appreciate that.
Good show, man.
Of course, Ben is the husband of Maureen Joyce, and he also plays music, and that's going to be the topic as we're holding toward the end of our conversation this morning here for Talking the Tea. But you got a lot of things going on at the Hammond Regional Arts Center.
We do.
Including the upcoming Ben Show.
Yes, yes. And we're excited to kick off another series of Playing the Staircase. But before we get to that, which is the last Friday of this month, we have the opening reception for the Hammond Art Guild this Friday evening from 5 until 8. And we're excited.
It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow evening, mm-hmm. and we have over 160 works of art.
Yeah, and Nancy was here yesterday, and along with Heather and with the Hammond Art Guild, and they said that this is the biggest show ever.
Yes. Wow.
It's going to be packed in there, huh?
It's packed. It's packed, and we're excited about that. We're also excited because the artists who win the awards this evening, who get, you know, first, second, mm-hmm. and third, and honorable mention, are giving a special talk and tour on April the 24th, Wednesday, April the 24th.
That's right.
Instead of, if you can't make it out tomorrow evening, you can come by the Arts Center from 6 to 8 on Wednesday, April 24th, and we're doing a special Mad Hatter's Tea,
uh-huh.
where people can wear their favorite hats or dress up like Alice in Wonderland, whatever creativity they want to follow, and they're going to be served wonderful tea, both hot and cold, and some fancy finger foods. And we're going to listen to the artist talk about...
Which is the cool part.
Yeah.
Is that you really get to hear about the inspiration, like, okay, where did this come from? You know, and
exactly.
They'll tell a story, well, it started off as this, and all of a sudden it ended up in this huge creation that, you know, they came up with because they're just, you know, their creativity just started exploding, and all of a sudden they ended up with this masterpiece that they have on display.
Yeah, we're always
in the studio, which is
that.
Will be on display till what? The end of the month, right?
End of this month, exactly, and it'll still be on display during Ben's performance of Playing the Staircase. But we're also always talking about that conversation between artist and viewer, and trying to create a dialogue there and a conversation,
right.
and bringing that creativity to life. So whether you go on a journey with a musician or a visual artist, it's our goal to kind of keep that conversation going so you're not just walking in there and looking at the art. So
mm-hmm.
if you can't make it tomorrow night, please join us on Wednesday. And then continue to join us for our night in Havana.
That's going to be cool.
If you become a member or renew your membership, we are celebrating with a night in Havana. We're going to have a cigar box guitar exhibition.
Mm.
We're going to have appetizers from Mojitos. We're going to be serving Cuba Libre and sangria and paella. We're going to have
a live performance from Camila Cabello, however you say her name.
Yeah.
Havana.
I wish.
Camila Cabello.
Yeah, we have Julio and Cesar. We have
Camila Cabello's the updated version of Carmen Miranda.
I gotcha. Well, she won't be there, guys. Sorry.
Yes.
But we will have the Julio Cesar band, and they are going to be playing bachata and salsa and merengue.
Just as good.
And yours truly here has actually been taking dance lessons.
Really?
Yes, mm-hmm. along with some other Hammond Art Guild members.
Mm.
And we are going to go out there and do our best versions of what we've been learning. And some professional dancers are also going to be joining us from the Louisiana Ballroom Dance Club.
Are you dressing up like Havana style? Is it going to be those colors, wonderful, vibrant?
Wear your favorite fedora, your linen. I'm going to wear something
tropical. This is going to be a good excuse to get a new fedora.
Exactly.
Yes. Laurie, if you're listening, I'm getting a new one.
Yeah.
I'm getting a new one.
Yes, we'd love that. And and if you guys have some dance moves to show off, we'd love to see that too.
We do, but no one's ever seen them before.
Well,
I'm not sure I want to reveal that yet.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I might be all talk right now. We'll see if I actually get out there. Well, speaking of rhythm,
Lori just said, "Forget it." She just texted me.
Oh.
Hey, Lori.
No, forget the fedora she was talking about, not the dance. She loves that. Loves that part of it.
That's great. Well, we're excited about that, and we're also excited that we're finally going to get to see Playing the Staircase again. I know a lot of people have been asking me.
Now, before we move to the staircase, though, back up just a second on the Havana thing. This is a membership. This is like the big membership gala kind of thing, right?
So you can join at the door. You don't have to join before. So if Friday, May 10th shows up and you still want to come out for the night in Havana, just show up at the door. But if you want to go ahead and renew your membership or join, you can go to HammondArts.org and do that at any point and just go to click on membership. And then once you're a member, you get to come
just
for
walk
free.
Right in. That's right.
And we're going to have special goodie bags, HRAC goodies and HRAC totes filled with a few Cuban goodies for the first 50 people who show up for the evening.
Now, what will be on the walls for that show?
So on that show, our opening reception for the Catherine Shearer Exhibition of Photography, she has documented the Society of St. Anne for the last 20 years. So her retrospective of her work will be on display for the months of May and June. So that'll be our backdrop for the night in Havana, which will really look great.
All right. Sounds great. We're going to be back to talk to Maureen Joyce, who's the director of the Hammond Regional Arts Center right here in Hammond. Also, Mr. Ben Bell will be joining us. And we'll be hearing a little live music in the studios in just a few moments. A little special treat for our audience this morning. Quarter before the hour of 9 o'clock, Talk on the Tea Part 2 being brought to you by Jean Marine's European Spa and Salon. Right, we're back 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Maureen Joyce with the Hammond Regional Arts Center and also her husband, Ben Bell, joining us as well. As he'll be playing the staircase coming up at the end of the month, and we're back to actually this is the kickoff right for the new season of the staircase. Is that Maureen?
Right,
Maureen?
We're gonna have 6 months, and the lineup will have three local favorites and three regional favorites as well. So
where does Ben fall?
He falls regional? In the regional because he's originally from Austin, and he worked as a musician
cool city.
There, very cool city, and then he has played for the past 10, 12 years in Baton Rouge regularly.
Yeah, at the place where we saw you.
Curbside. Dragon Listening Room, Dyson House Listening Room, the old Chelsea's, private parties, corporate events, festivals, festivals. Most recently, Tunica Hills Festival and Jam in St. Francisville.
Ooh.
Yeah,
but that was a nice one, huh?
That's a very good festival, good musicians and good songwriters.
Yeah.
Where does that take place?
That's in St. Francis.
But we're in St. Francisville.
Parker Park, right there in the heart of historic downtown.
Oh, right in the middle. Okay.
Right in the middle.
Gotcha. Pretty city.
It is.
It's beautiful.
All right. And then we also, before we get to Ben's music, you handed me a CD, too, from Paul Sanchez.
Right.
He's going to be another one?
Yeah. So that's not until June. Before Paul, we will have Jesse Brooks. He'll be our local representative, and then Paul Sanchez, who was originally with Cowboy Mouth, he'll be in June. July, we'll have Biscuit Hound, that's a local band, and then we'll have Heather Fire Robin from the Wilder Janes. Ben played with her at the Tunica Hills Music Festival. She's fantastic. And then we'll conclude with another local favorite, Joe Burns from Southeastern.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Southeastern Louisiana University professor.
Yeah.
Taught my daughter.
Oh,
now, when you came up with on the music on the staircase, and people are wondering if they haven't heard yet, like it's really the staircase.
Yeah, they play on the landing of the staircase.
Right in the middle.
Landing.
Right.
Yeah.
And we create an original music listening room. So we know Hammond has a great music scene, and we also know that a lot of live music gets played in Hammond quite a bit, but it's often covers, which that's fine. That's great. That's a lot of fun. But we wanted to highlight, just like we highlight original art, visual art
that's
in
right,
the gallery,
true.
We wanted to highlight original music and creativity.
And when people come to see this, they actually get to bring their own
it's
bottle
BYOB,
of wine.
Right? Yeah. It's only a $5 cover.
Maybe their own crackers or something and sit there and listen to some music.
And we just
chill out.
Yeah, we dim the lights and we create space for people to actually really sit there and listen. And you've been, and you know that we open the doors at 6, but the music doesn't start usually till around 6:30, and it runs till 8.
Right, right. Get everybody settled down. Mm-hmm. All right, so we've darkened the lights on the outside for you, Ben, today.
Yeah.
I thought maybe we'll throw a little rain in, you know, for background. Right, exactly.
I like train music, so being in the railroad tracks.
Yeah, and you can hear the train going by, too, just a block away.
Yeah, you do have train music.
All right, so this is an original piece that you're getting ready to play, right?
Yes, it's an original tune of mine off my new upcoming record, Folk for Swingers.
Folk, which I'm holding in my hand here.
Which I will debut as April 26th is my CD release party here in Hammond, actually.
Oh,
where? Folk for Swingers, right there at A-Track at the Hammond Regional Arts Center. I'll be debuting this CD here. I've been holding off on playing these songs for several years, and I'm ready to do it and add them to my live music repertoire. And there's a variety of classic, original classic country sounding music. There's swing music. There's folk music. I just kind of like combine those all together from my experience to create a nice melodic, gentle toe tapping sound.
And are you? Is it? Do you like the songwriting part of it?
Or? I like everything. I aspire to be a musician's musician as well as diggable to men and women of all ages, whether it's an evening show or a Sunday afternoon show. Just really tell people a story with music and song and lyrics.
And that's what you're getting ready to
take
do.
Take people on a trip. Yeah, and I hope I can do that today.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So are we ready to go?
Sure, are you?
Right. Yeah,
Maureen, are you giving him the okay?
Yeah.
Thanks, boss.
All right, we're capoing the second fret and
Key of D.
Okay, we're going to start off with that. All right, and here he is, Ben Bell, with one of his originals off of the brand new CD called Folk for Swingers.
She took a little time to make up her mind before she packed her things to go. He never got rough and she never acted tough, just suffered through and went with the flow. He never raised a hand to her, he never told his plans to her, just quietly drank his whiskey through the night. He always sat there in his easy chair, just holding back by flickering candlelight. Let it go and keep a peaceful feeling. Love is never ceasing believing. And time goes by for dreamers and wakers alike. She always thought that she would have time to be in love.
Woo.
They held on to their tears for all their married years, and still they rolled out one by one. They never made a move in order to prove their love would never come undone. So it took a little time to make up her mind before she packed her things to go. He never stood in her way when she walked away with a hardened heart and nothing to show. Oh baby, let it go and keep a peaceful feeling. Love is never ceasing believing. And time goes by for dreamers and wakers alike. She always thought that she would have time to be in love.
kidding.
Nice.
So many people gather around you.
I thought that was the rain.
Very nice.
Thank you very much.
Nice.
Thank you very much. There's a couple other songs that are on my website, benbellmusic.com, to show you the variety of what I'm doing. There's God's Black Sea, which is kind of a gypsy jazz with accordion. And then there's a classic country sounding number not written about my wife called I Would Never Leave You If You'd Only Leave Me Be.
Yes.
But these are all original tunes, kind of like in a Don Gibson kind of vibe or a Roger Miller type of vibe for that classic country song. I really go old school a lot. I really dig
I love that.
Mid-century folk classic country and swing.
Yeah, pretty cool. So that one was She Took a Little Time?
Yeah, and that's a little departure there. That's more of a songwriter-ish kind of tune, but I just do what comes out.
Yeah, sounded great.
Thank you very much.
Sounded
Tony.
Great.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for being our guest today. Thanks for coming in live in the studio.
What else can I do for you?
We'll have to have you back. Yay! You can do some more music filler here in between sets. All right. Well, of course, you can see Ben live on the staircase. Again, that's going to be April the 26th.
Yeah, the last.